I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's teams manager. 19-0. I think we expected to win, but maybe not that much.
That's it. Obviously, you know, all respect to A side playing, you know, as best they could with the players they had right to the last minute. But obviously, the game's got to go to the girls for playing, obviously coming out with a decent score.
Because A-side have had some good, some better results this year, but they did start the second half with only 9. A couple of them had to go.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, there's probably issues with some of the team players, obviously. You know, it's just one of them which happens in girls' football. If some have got to work at certain times and some can't, leave work till certain times. So there's a lot of sort of jiggery-pokery going on with some teams at this time of year. But it's just one of them. Obviously, you've just got to do the best with what you've got.
And a magnificent 7-4 for Roos.
Yeah, it's one of them again. She's a good player. You know, obviously all the players are good, but she certainly does well up top there.
And unfortunately, I think a disallowed one for Amy Battle. A blast one in the top of the net. But there's more big holes in those nets than little holes. We had the first two. I think the first and fourth, I didn't even realise were goals.
That's it. Yeah, we've sort of tried patching them as best we can, but obviously there's still a lot of holes there.
More work to be done, I think. Yeah,
it's a project in progress. I think, you know, some of the girls that wouldn't normally have the chance to score scored, and obviously the disallowed one for Leah, which I don't think we'll ever.
She won't be happy about that. She was offside. I don't know whether she was yet. We'll have to have a look at the video and see whether she was or not.
Yeah, I don't think we'll last of that. But it's, you know, like I say, with the girls, last game now, obviously, until the new year. But at the end of the day, it's one of them. You know, they played well. And like I say, Hayside played just as good.
So we're only 1 point short, and we're one game in hand?
Yeah, if we'd have played Beechmill last week, then we'd have been top of the table, which I actually said to the girls by Christmas would be top of the table. But
only a postponement stopped us rather than talent, so that's
yeah,
okay.
That's it. Yeah, we'll get there, and hopefully this year we'll have the league and we'll move on.
And we resume on January the 11th here against Oldham?
Yeah, Abram Moss. So it's obviously, unless there's snow, then the game will be definitely on.
Right, thanks very much, Lee Sutton.
Cheers.